So it's a great way to spend a weekend and refocus your faith life, and it's just a great opportunity. In the meantime, we're going to go back to the phone.
John, if I could interrupt just one second. We do have a special, very special guest this morning who just called in, and I know you're going to want to talk to him.
Okay.
A very good friend of yours, a fellow by the name of Mitch Daniels, the Honorable Governor of Indiana.
Well, by all means, ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinct pleasure and high honor to introduce to you our governor, Governor Daniels.
Sound like you're giving a speech, John.
Well, you know, I've not got to introduce you, and I was able to introduce three or four other governors. I appreciate the call, Mr. Governor.
Well, it's not that big a deal, but I realized that I was out chasing jobs for the state in Japan, and I missed your birthday, and I thought I'd call the very last to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, Governor, that's kind of you indeed, and I'm glad of the success you had over there in Japan, and I'm also glad that you've gone over there. I know that's a very worthwhile endeavor, and I'm just elated you'd call and wish me happy birthday. And I got to tell you, I've mentioned it twice on the air, I want to thank you for your involvement of helping get my county back in Eastern Time, and I'm never going to say another word on the radio now that you've called me about time.
Well, don't make promises you can't keep.
No,
your instincts might overwhelm you, but I was glad. There's been some back and forth over that, but I was awful glad that Knox and other counties got a yes. We've got more of the state on the same time year round now than we've ever had.
That's true.
You know, we'll probably never get to 100%, but we're pretty close now, just two corners that aren't with everybody else all the year, and that's probably an improvement. And meanwhile, we're in touch with the rest of the world economy and don't have them confused anymore.
Well, that is true. Well, Governor, I am deeply touched that you would call. I want to invite you sometime when you're down this way. You've not been to the Knights of Columbus in Vincennes yet to have a tenderloin, and as cheap as I am, I'll buy the next time you're down our way.
Well, there'd be two great reasons to come: a good tenderloin and to actually see you buy. You know, that would those are both positive attractions. Well, there can't be very many places in the state that I haven't sampled the tenderloin yet, so we want to check this one off the list when we can.
Well, we appreciate that. Governor, I wish you a good day. Thank you for the job you're doing, and although we're political opposites, you're working very hard for Indiana, and as a Hoosier, I definitely appreciate it.
Well, you're kind to say it, and you got a great show, John.
Well, thank you.
Very devoted listeners.
Well, thank you, Governor. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, our governor, Governor Mitch Daniels, there's a surprise call. What an honor it is to speak to him, and I do want to share with our listeners, although I'm a Democrat and sometimes critical, anybody that serves as governor of the state of Indiana is putting out a lot of time, a lot of effort, and appreciate what Governor Daniels has done for our state and all of that effort. And nice to get a birthday call from the governor, isn't it, Dan?
Absolutely.
Well,
I forgot about your birthday a couple of weeks ago.
I've got to tell you, I'm speechless. My good friend Eric Holcomb, who runs who's running Governor Daniels' reelection campaign, I imagine arranged that. But that's just a wonderful event indeed. As I told you, it's always nice to get to have somebody remember your birthday. But you know, one thing is great. The governor has been to Japan. Governor O'Bannon went to Japan, Governor Kernan, Governor Bai, but Governor Daniels, to his credit, promotes these trips and has taken a lot of business people with him, which is essential, and that's one thing the members of my party, I thought, could have